Hi, I'm Mike Flanagan, State Superintendent, and this is our June podcast. We've done a couple of these, and we're trying to do one a month. And one of the things that I wanted to talk to you about today was a little bit about access to the department and how together we can really build an education system in this state that we're proud of that moves all of our kids to high levels of achievement. And so I thought I'd talk a little bit about how to do this together and how you can have input. And more than input, how you can genuinely influence us. I was in the field for almost 30 years, and I think there was a certain mystery about the Department of Ed. Not necessarily a good mystery, but, you know, we don't know how they get it done. They were complaining at times on my part and some others. But, you know, now that I'm involved in it, I realize some of this is just like a marriage. It's communication. And the more we can do that, the better off we're going to be. We're working hard at our end with some downsized staffing with the budget issues to try to be proactive. This is one example. But I thought this communication goes two ways. And what I wanted to do was really invite you to the many methods we have to receive an understanding of what's on your mind. One of them is just the simple old phone. I'm not picking up the phone every day. It's the nature of the beast, but someone here will. And I know this goes to everyone from board members and superintendents to the general public. So we really are open to that. You may not get a 24-hour turnaround, but you will be listened to. A more convenient one is probably email, because we can systematize that a little bit. I would say, to be actually as direct as I can, that kind of the orchestrated emails, we're a little bit like the legislature here. We can really tell when we get 80 of them that are exactly the same, that it's more a campaign. Even that's okay, but we just want to understand what those issues are. And I guess maybe it is helpful, if it is from your point of view, to have a large variety of them. But in general, making contact with us about issues that you're concerned about is very helpful. And I'm not sure if it's much more helpful if you had large numbers do it, but do what you're comfortable with. This really comes down to what I'm realizing now, kind of being on this side of the camera at the Department of Ed, is that we often don't know what we don't know. And here's an example. This time of year, I teach a grad course in the spring at night. And these are pretty much PhD students, some master's students that are trying to get degrees just for the obvious reason to learn more, but often to try to position themselves for other jobs, superintendencies, principalships, things of that nature. And last night it was kind of cool. It was a cool reception of some, I could just tell there was an issue. And the bottom line is that it's a communication issue, and I thought I'd use it as an example. It's kind of the du jour issue today. We have a lot of different issues that come to us. But I suddenly realized that there was a tremendous misunderstanding about something we're doing on special ed hearings. And to only use this as an example of where phone calls, emails are helpful. We don't know what we don't know. But we've been receiving a number of phone calls and emails from constituency groups, from advocacy groups on this. So we really understood from them some of the misunderstanding, and we've communicated with them. We didn't understand at all that that was the same kind of misunderstanding that was going on in schools also with superintendents, directors, and staff. And just not to make that the issue of today's podcast, but for example, in this case, there's just a tremendous misunderstanding about what we're even trying to do. What we're actually trying to do is comply with federal law. And this federal law requires us to look at some of the things we've done that they believe was discriminatory. But basically what it means is this, that don't worry about the extended year programs. For some of you who are concerned, those are going to go away. It's not the purpose of the hearings at all. And it's not a way to save money. It's really just a way to get in alignment with the federal laws. And besides, even if somehow there was this mystery that the department is really trying to do something in an underhanded way, almost by definition, the hearings themselves, we would find out in the hearings that we were in the wrong direction. That's why we have hearings. In this case, they happen to be, honestly, somewhat perfunctory, because we're going to have to make these changes to comply with the federal law. but they're really not going to jeopardize some of the services that people have believed would be jeopardized. And so why do I use this example? It's maybe the perfect one, at least this week, to describe how if people had just picked up the phone, we could communicate with each other and make sure that we didn't get people unduly upset about things that they don't have to worry about. Now, I have to say there's probably other issues at times when we're, with all the best of intentions, we're marching along on something and we get a call or a series of emails and we realize, man, we hadn't thought about that. I mean, we're anything but perfect. We try hard here. I'm delighted to be with just a dedicated staff. But we used to be a couple of thousand people, and now we're a couple of hundred people. And there's a lot of things we have to do under state and federal requirements. So I'm happy to do them. Really feel privileged to be at this kind of moment in time when together with you we're reinventing education so that all kids can achieve at higher levels. But the purpose of today's podcast is simply this, that there really is a two-way street. We're genuinely open to it. We have public board meetings. Those are on the internet. We have public participation then once a month. We have websites, which I think we're going to show during this podcast, so you can see the email and the fax number and how to make comments right on the web. And we mean this sincerely, that it can be about anything. We'd rather have your thoughts and understand where you're coming from before we make policy for the state. We can make mistakes, as I've said, but we're going to make far fewer of them, and we're going to really do the right thing the more that we communicate with each other. So I use the special ed hearings as kind of an example, but frankly, there's something every week. It's a very, very busy department, and we're privileged to do it, but really encourage you to be full partners in communicating with us by any vehicle that you deem fit. So maybe that's enough for this month. Just it's really important to us to have this communication, so it's important enough for an entire podcast. Thank you.